If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
Darkness covers the earth like at creation, and thick darkness is over the peoples. What is the darkness? Sin, our sin. And like seeds in the ground, we are covered over in the sin and darkness, like the dirt, even filth.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, all through my life, I have experienced the joy of spring planting, leading to the sprouting of flowers, vegetables, and trees. One of my earliest memories was the garden our family planted in our backyard out in the country outside of Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was a big yard to this five-year-old, and although it was probably small, the rows of soil that were tilled and ready to receive the little kernels of corn and beans and peas and other seeds seemed endless. But when the rain fell and the warm sun shone on those mounds that I helped create, something began to appear and soon grew into great plants, holding lots of harvest. Then, of course, there was the perennial VBS and even high school experiment with the maple tree seed planted in the deep potted soil that likewise was set into the sun to grow into great seedlings. You know, some of those seedling trees are still growing today, where I later transplanted them in our yard in Troy, Ohio. Well, we all enjoy the warmth and growth potential of God's sun pushing away the darkness and cold of the winter to give us the flowers and plants of spring. It is how the Creator designed it. But God also has used this element of His creation to explain what He intended to and then did and will also yet do for the very human beings who had rebelled against Him, bringing darkness to His wonderful creation. Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, why don't you listen to Charles Billingsley remind us of this very fact? God is good.
There's gonna be some hard times. There's gonna be some dark nights. There's gonna be some deep pains. There's gonna be some tough fights. I'm gonna walk some steep roads. Feel like there's no hope. I might have to wait on answers I'm praying for. Through fire and rain, this one thing remains. I can say God is good, even when He's not understood. If He gives or He takes, His love will never change. He's given me the proof. When I look at the cross, every doubt just falls apart. I have been redeemed, don't need another thing. I know what I believe, God is good. Sometimes I go astray, as if I have a better way. I show unfaithfulness, and He shows amazing grace. What else can I do but speak out the truth? I can say God is good, even when He's not understood.
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1 in the Bible, the physician who accompanied Apostle Paul, that is Luke, on missionary journeys, shares the accounts that he researched of Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel, where he tells her that she is going to birth a boy, even though she is a virgin. And he tells the account of that same Gabriel dealing with a priest by the name of Zechariah. Gabriel tells Zechariah, Luke shares, that although he and his wife are very old, they will also have a boy birthed to Elizabeth. His name would be John the Baptist. And then Luke shares, this physician shares, what happens when John is born. What happens is that Zechariah, the father of John, is finally able to speak after months of being struck mute by Gabriel in the temple, in the holy place, before the Holy of Holies, because why? He didn't believe Gabriel. He wanted a sign. The sign was that he was going to be mute until this boy was birthed. Well, he's able to speak because he needed to confirm in faith that his son should be named John, the famous John the Baptist. Even though none of his family had that name, and that thereby John would be the prophet who would announce the Messiah, the Elijah predicted by the prophets that would, quote, turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. You know, this sounds a little like all the ground preparation that we would do to prepare the soil to receive our seeds for our garden. In our current language, we often talk about an action that lays the groundwork for another action, a momentous event. So Gabriel was telling Zechariah that his son, John the Baptist, was going to lay the groundwork for the coming of the Messiah. So when John is born, Zechariah, filled with the Holy Spirit of God, sings a prophetic hymn that starts out like this. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and has redeemed his people. He has raised up a horn. By the way, that means a mighty, powerful ruler, if you didn't know. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Now, remember, Zechariah's son had just been born. But Zechariah is not talking about his son here, but he's talking about the one who is coming after Zechariah's son. He goes on later to say that John, his son, will be called a prophet of the Most High, and will prepare a way for this one who, quote, by which, catch this, the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death. In other words, John the Baptist would prepare the ground for the seeds of salvation from enemies, physical and spiritual, holiness, righteousness and peace that the rising sun from God would bring into fruition out of the darkness, out of death. You know, the prophet Malachi had said, quote, the sun of righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, unquote. Isaiah, whom Zechariah was also recalling, had said, the people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And in Isaiah chapter 60, he says, darkness covers the earth, like at creation, and thick darkness is over the peoples. What is the darkness? Sin, our sin. And like seeds in the ground, we are covered over in the sin and darkness, like the dirt, even manure, filth. But he goes on and says, like Zechariah, but the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Who is the glory of the Lord? Well, it's the Son of the Most High. And that is what Gabriel told Mary about her son. So putting this all together, God uses the imagery of what the sun rising does to tell us that John the Baptist was going to prepare people, even all mankind, who were buried in sin, to be ready for the glory of God the Son of the Most High, to rise and shine on them to bring salvation, righteousness, holiness, and peace. In other words, redemption for the world of sin and darkness and death. When Jesus rose from the dead, that is exactly what happened. The glory of the Lord conquered death. But unlike pagan human religions that need this to happen somehow every spring, Jesus did it first and once for all. My friend, because Jesus died, he took your sin and my sin and laid it on himself. And that means you can pray and give him your sin. But because he rose from the dead, his glory, like the brightest sun ever, can shine in your heart and bring light to your darkness. Why don't you pray with me? Pray this prayer. Dear Jesus, I'm covered in all my sin, and I accept that you died for me. Would you come in, shine in me, and cleanse me? In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. You can reach me at sundaybreakfastmission.org. Sunday Breakfast Mission, all three words, .org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.